welcome back to Henderson County's Morning Show, The Breakfast Club with Mark and Paige. Already in progress at 7.5 minutes after 8 in the morning. And a reminder that The Breakfast Club is powered by Sharewell Coffee. Roasted with love right here in Hendersonville. Ask for it by name at some of your favorite locations like Crate Wine Market and Project, Hendersonville Community Co-op, and Wine Sage and Gourmet. I've grabbed myself a cup of Sharewell coffee, and it's time, as promised, as we told you a little earlier, to let's do a little Zoom meeting this morning. Let's chat with our morning show guests this morning, Brett Halsey and Jocelyn Hunsader from Halsey Media and Hendersonville Magazine. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the radio with us this morning. Thanks for thanks for zooming in with us this morning.
Yeah. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hey, so let's talk a little bit. We've got a few things we want to chat about this morning. You got a really special version of Hendersonville Magazine coming out this year, and you got something really cool you're doing Facebook wise that we want to help promote. We'll talk about those in just a minute. But first of all, for folks, everybody has seen your Hendersonville magazine and a few of your other magazines out. So can you just take a little bit, a moment, and tell us about those magazines that you publish?
Yes. Well, Halsey Media has been around for several years now, but really our history goes back to Hendersonville Magazine, which was started back in 1982. And so we are now working on the upcoming annual edition, which will be the 39th edition of Hendersonville Magazine. That was really the one that started everything that we do.
Wow.
Halsey Media, we also publish several other magazines throughout the area, including Healthcare Resources of Western North Carolina, Aging Resources, The Real Estate Book, and a few others. And something we're also very excited about is we are now the new publishers of the Asheville Ale Trail Brewery Guide, which does include Hendersonville and Henderson County area breweries, cideries, and wineries as well. So we're working on that for this summer.
That is fantastic. And Brett, let's talk about this too. Let's talk about the fact that this is a market that still loves print and loves the magazines.
Yeah, it's really been amazing. I spent about 10 years working on the internet marketing side of local media. And when I took over the Hendersonville Magazine publication about 6 or 7 years ago, I was really amazed to see just how much growth we've seen over the last few years of people picking up the publications and finding them in new places. And what that has led to is us having to print more copies every year to keep up with that demand. So we gauge, you know, how many to put out there by what's happening and what's going on in the community. And it's really kind of needs-based in terms of deciding that number every year. And we've seen quite a big increase over the past several years with that.
I can also only imagine that your Hendersonville magazine, all the tourists that are typically in our market at this time, they find that Hendersonville magazine, and that's something they take back with them, I'm sure.
Yeah, we hear some pretty neat stories about how long people keep this magazine. I had one guy a few years ago call us from New Hampshire, and he said, "I picked up a copy of the magazine 13 years ago, and I still have it. Can you please send me the new one? Because now I'm ready to retire to Hendersonville." So they do hold on to it for quite a while.
So describe what one would find in that Hendersonville magazine.
Yeah, you know, so every year we always really try to make Hendersonville magazine a reflection of what this community is all about. It's the local, you know, kind of resource and referral guide to what is Hendersonville. And I think it's you know, people who are locally here love to keep it on their coffee table and, you know, and share what Hendersonville is all about with their guests who come to town. People who come to town as newcomers very often are finding it and they're using it for information, you know, just learning about healthcare in the area, education, the economy, housing, retirement, all those things, activities, outdoor recreation. So we cover those things every year. And, you know, it's really been something that is kind of celebrates the quality of life we have here. So, you know, this year we'll still be doing all those things that we do and talk about with the magazine, but some new things as well.
So that's a perfect lead in when you're talking about what Hendersonville is all about and Henderson County and so forth. So this new edition that you're doing for this year, it's a special Love Hendo edition. So talk to us about that. What's this edition all about this year?
Yeah, well, you know, we got involved with the Love Hendo program pretty early on as that was announced by the Chamber and Friends of Downtown, and we started working with them. And initially, you know, how we offered help through our digital marketing services team was just helping people putting gift cards on their websites and on the Love Hendo site, helping clients with some social media work right now if they need that. But what we decided to do a few weeks ago, we always, at this time of year, we start looking around for artwork from a local artist. We typically find that in the galleries around the area. And we look for something that would be, you know, a nice piece of artwork to have on the cover of our magazine for the next year. And it just sort of occurred to me a few weeks ago that this year's artwork should be the Love Hendo logo. And I want to recognize, you know, through the chamber and what Nicole Lowry did to actually start that. So, Nicole, you are the artist this year. we appreciate that. But we're going to feature that logo on the cover. And what we're really doing on the inside is, in addition to what we always cover, we'll have some special messaging from people in the community about what Love Hendo has been all about, what it can be going forward, not just during this, you know, this crazy time we're in momentarily, but beyond that. You know, the magazine is out for a year at a time. So it publishes beginning of summer and will be distributed through beginning of summer 2021. And over that time, we want to use the platform to really encourage people to support the community, whether it's the nonprofits, the local restaurants, the local retailers, et cetera. So that's what it's going to be all about this year.
Do you have some ideas on some of the special content that we'll find in this year's magazine versus other years?
Well, I think definitely we're going to be looking at, you know, some messages from people in the community, representatives from the chamber, from downtown Hendersonville, from the city and so on. We'd like to really feature, you know, their messages about what people can do to help right now, and what is going on in the community. Something that is new that we're going to be doing this year, not necessarily tied in directly to the Love Hendo campaign, but it certainly is part of it, is we are adding a new section this year, really highlighting all the breweries, wineries, and cideries that are in our area. And that is also kind of tied into our Asheville L Trail publication that we're doing as well, but really be a spotlight of what's here in Hendersonville and Henderson County. And we've already had some great response from some of the local breweries who are participating in that.
I'm sure. And the fact that there's such a shelf life on this magazine, and the fact that, yes, there will be tourists coming through here again sooner rather than later. They'll pick up this magazine and they'll see that Hendersonville and Henderson County stepped up to support its own really early in this movement, early in this crisis. That's one of the things, the Love Hendo thing, it happened so fast to support our area restaurants and our retail businesses. So folks are going to be able to pick up that magazine and see that this is a community that really, really cares for each other. And that's the type of community we all want to be part of. So
yeah, and to that point, we're going to also, we realize that, you know, when the magazine publishes, you know, hopefully 6 months from now, things feel a lot different than they do currently out there in the marketplace. But we want the people who are moving into Hendersonville to understand how important it is to support the community and shop local. And that's why that Love Hendo theme will be there throughout the year in the magazine.
Yeah.
And to that point, we're going to be direct mailing a copy to every household who moves into Henderson County over the next year, so they have this message in their hands.
Wow. That's very cool. That's very cool. And there are businesses and folks that can still be a part of this magazine too, right?
Yes. We're working on the next edition now. And,
okay.
And part of what we decided to do with the Love Hendo theme is that we are partnering with our advertisers this year to help donate added space in the magazine to a local nonprofit or a restaurant, small business of their choice, when they place an ad in the magazine. So we've had some really neat partnerships so far, as businesses have renewed their advertising for this year, or new organizations who've come into the publication have let us know that there's, you know, maybe a particular restaurant that they want to help support, or a nonprofit, a hair salon, a retailer. So we have a growing list of those organizations who will now be found in this year's Hendersonville magazine, thanks to, the leaders in the community and the businesses who are, you know, supporting the magazines they do every year by having their presence there. So we're working with some new partners on that, and that's been a lot of fun. And we're excited to feature those this year.
And we can get all that information at your website, right?
Yeah, there's some more information on HendersonvilleMagazine.com about that. People can go there to connect with us, send us a message, give us a call, and we'll be glad to tell them more about that.
Fantastic. We'll give that information again here in just a second, but we also want to talk about something else really cool you guys are doing on the social media side. And Jocelyn, this is where you come in. We've been talking with Brett Hulsey. Now it's Jocelyn Hunsader's turn to talk a little bit about your unsung heroes. You started this Facebook post, and you used the Love Hendo logo and started with this unsung heroes post. Jocelyn, tell us about the concept and the idea behind that.
Sure. Well, as Brett said, you know, I think the inspiration behind the direction we're going with the magazine this year and everything we're doing, it's really come from an inspiration of how our community has come together in this time. And we've seen like you said early on, just an outpouring of support.
Yeah.
From business owner to business owner and community member to community member. And so while we're working on the new edition of the magazine, we wanted to stir up and kind of celebrate that heart in our community in any way possible. So for our social media, we just wanted to start a conversation calling out local unsung heroes. And during this time, there's definitely been a lot of local heroes, you know, and those consist of healthcare workers and the people who've had to remain on the front lines through all of this. But I think there's also a lot of local heroes in places that you might not normally think. You know, we've seen our grocery store workers and even a lot of our educators, people who've had to just turn on the spot and totally reimagine their role in the community and their responsibilities. And so we really wanted to just celebrate these unsung heroes and also reach out and ask our community, who are you seeing who is really, you know, going the extra mile or making a difference in our community right now, just to start that conversation and bring encouragement and excitement and just support for these people. And it's been a really fun conversation to watch it evolve. We were hoping too that we would get to maybe catch an unsung hero that we can't see from our perspective, you know, because we're all in different corners of the community.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of, you know, responses and people weighing in of who their unsung heroes are and who's been making a difference. A lot of people have called out local restaurant owners and people who are committed to staying open and continuing to serve, even though for most people that's taken a lot of adaptation and a lot of flexibility to continue to serve in that way.
One of the things I noticed about some of those restaurant owners that have been called out, they're suffering. Some of these restaurant owners are suffering only being able to do takeout, but some of them are still even stepping up and helping feed the kids, our school kids. So the fact that they're dealing with that and still stepping up and supporting our community. The other thing I really love about this Unsung Heroes thing is that if you watch any television right now and even listen to the radio, you hear a lot of thank you ads just saying thank you to the workers, to the healthcare workers, to the frontline workers. You hear all that, which is really awesome, and that's great. But this is a way to actually call out some names. We're actually saying thank you to this certain person for doing this certain thing. That's what I love about this.
Yeah, it's been, you know, really exciting. And I think for us, it's something that we can hope that we can kind of keep carrying this theme forward, you know, even after the magazine publishes. As Brett said, our magazine and this theme, it will continue for the entire next year with our publication. And so even though we're hoping that the situation looks very different, you know, a few months from now and on through the rest of the year, I think it's just given us a lot of just appreciation for our community and something that's worth celebrating. Even after this blows over.
You make a great point there. And we talk about this all the time. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together. We'll get through it. And we'll be a stronger community once we get through this, because so many people are stepping up and doing things. So if we know of some unsung heroes that we'd like to call out, how do we do that?
Well, definitely you can jump on, you can visit our Facebook page and join the conversation that has started there. If you visit our Facebook page, you'll see this post front and center at the top. And we encourage, you know, the more participation people, you can tag your unsung hero. I think it's just encouraging to look down through, because I do think it allows individuals to discover and celebrate individuals they may not have thought of or seen from where they're at in life.
Yeah.
But also, surely, this is something that we want to spread to the community. So if someone wants to make their own post on a page or kind of carry their own torch forward in starting this conversation, we encourage that as well.
Fantastic. We'll make sure we're going to have some information on the front page of our website also that people can go to so that they can call out unsung heroes and make them sung heroes rather than unsung heroes. Jocelyn, thanks for that. That's really awesome. So I love you guys are doing, we're all doing business a little differently in times like this. And this is a time when you really do see the folks that are out there supporting the community, and certainly Hendersonville Magazine and your other magazines, and then what you're doing from a social media side where you've helped some of these small businesses step in for the Love Hendo movement. So on behalf of the community, Brett and Jocelyn, we got to say thank you to Holsey Media and Hendersonville Magazine for what you guys are doing. And so Brett, what's the next step here? Hendersonville Magazine and what you're doing with the Love Hendo edition and tying in, you know, your Unsung Heroes Facebook post. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, there's still some work being done on the Love Hendo initiative itself through the community. And you know, there's still things being rolled out to help support local businesses, such as upcoming webinars and, you know, conversations just to try to help local businesses. So we're part of that. So if you're in the business community, I encourage you to either, you know, connect with us. If you're trying to find more information, go to the Love Hendo website to learn more about those things.
Yeah.
As far as the magazine itself, we'll still be working on that over the next several weeks, getting it ready to publish at the beginning of summer. So if people would like to learn more about what we're doing there this year with the Love Hendo Initiative and the special edition, they can go to our website at hendersonvillemagazine.com and connect with us there.
Fantastic. And for those folks out there that want to support some of our local businesses and some of our nonprofits and help pay for an ad for them for Hendersonville Magazine, they can also get that information there too, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Brett Hulsey, Jocelyn Hunsader, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thanks for what you guys are doing, taking the platform that you have and helping shine a light on some of the awesome things that are going on in our community and our unsung heroes. All righty. We appreciate you guys very much.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks for all you're doing as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks for spending some time with us. Once again, folks, to find out more, it's hendersonvillemagazine.com. And remember, they're unsung heroes. They're Facebook posts. You can go and name some heroes. Name some folks out there that are doing great things in our community, because, my goodness, there are plenty of them out there. There are people who do it all the time, and then there are people who are continuing to do it during this crazy coronavirus time here. All right? So let's shine a light on the folks that are doing really some great work out there, and that's the Unsung Heroes Facebook post with Hendersonville Magazine.